You know what I'm realizing right after I hit the record button? I don't remember how we start this because I've been doing give and go every week. And I'm like, it's so-and-so date. And this is the give and go show back. And you're like, what do we say at the start of this night?
You always you ramble on in a good way. I don't know what you say, but you're great at doing it. But no, you should just do the give and go intro and just we'll just overlay it and we'll put in like list night instead of.
I mean, usually you don't start until I throw it to you.
Right, right. Do you want to throw it to me or are we skipping that? It's been a while. It's been a while. Guys, it's the end of March. And the last episode we recorded, I want to say was before the new year.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
It like aired before the new year, I think. Well,
no, I think it took us a while to release it. I think
we definitely recorded it before the December. Yes.
And then released it in like late January. Well, if this were the Give and Go show, I would say it is Friday, March 31st, and the Give and Go show is back in your life. But this is not the Give and Go show. This is the List Night podcast. My name is Griffin Queen, joined by Andrew Simon and Thomas Albert. We are back in your lives. It has been a long time. Like we said, it's been 3 months, 3.5 months, 2.5 months.
No one's counting, Griffin. We don't need to count.
It's not linear. It's a circle.
I don't know how to count.
We know that. About you. I think the audience knows that about you too.
Well, you've been busy with your other extremely successful podcast, not quite as successful as this one. Yeah. And Thomas and I have been busy also.
Yeah, that's a really good reminder. If you are into people that talk about basketball and do so relatively poorly, me, Matt Modi, and Matt Ferentinos have a show called The Give and Go Show. We are on YouTube every single week. You can go subscribe to us there. That's the last that I'm going to say about that because we're doing List Night and I'm interrupting Thomas.
Are we sponsored by Give and Go now?
Look, if either one of these shows made money, I guarantee you they would sponsor the other show. It would be money laundering all the way down.
I expect the same marketing during the next Give and Go episode for List Night. Okay. It's only fair.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm happy to do that. I've promoted this show on other podcasts that are unrelated.
And Matt Ferentinos has been on this show, I think, twice. Maybe Matt Modi will be on it. But Thomas and I need to give our extremely large amount of basketball knowledge to
give. I don't think Thomas likes basketball.
Well, you know, I'll give you a hot take. This is what you do. You don't give me the ball. I can't shoot. Unless it's then I'm money.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I can see there being a little bit of a Jason Kidd in you. Like early career Jason Kidd. When he was still Aeson Kidd, because he didn't have a J.
The issue isn't that I'm short. It's the fact that I shoot better if I don't jump. And therefore, my height comes into factor there.
Sure.
Because if I'm not jumping, I'm pretty short.
You're getting everything blocked. The ball's not even coming out of your hands. Yeah.
And Andrew, obviously the biggest basketball fan we know, we just didn't have you on the Give and Go show because we don't want to be shown up by your knowledge of the game.
Yeah, it's cute to let you guys like pretend to know some things, you know.
To be fair, his dad's a renowned coach. So like how was he
known? Renowned. Yeah, when I think of Montgomery County and I think of people's dads that are renowned coaches, definitely the first guy that comes to mind is Andrew Simon and Steve Simon.
Yeah. Guy's an encyclopedia of basketball knowledge and prowess.
We called him Coach Stevie, but yeah, Steve Simon's fine.
Yeah, well, look, he's going to listen to this because he's one of our 7 fans. And, you know, I hope he has positive feedback afterwards. Let's get into it. Before we say the topic of the week or the topic of the quarter, since this is the first time we're doing this and it is the last day of the quarter. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you click the like button. Make sure you comment below, whatever it may be. You can comment on the list that we give. You can give us your own list. You can give us a suggestion for a list that you would like us to do in the future. Or if you would like to be on the List Night podcast, you can put your name in and, you know, you can either comment, you can hit us on Twitter. You can email listnightofficial@gmail.com. Hit us up somewhere. Let us know you want to be on the pod. We're happy to have you on. Unless we think that you're a bit of a bore, in which case we will not have you on. That's it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow.
You're a bit of a whore.
I did not say a whore. I feel like that's going to get them on. Oh, we don't slut shame on this podcast, Thomas. Oh, we're inviting them on.
Yes.
Interesting. If you put your name in to be on the podcast, it may be a couple month long wait, not because there's a long list of people waiting, but because we record maybe once every couple months now, but no, we're back. I'm going to say we're back, and that means we're going to record a lot.
Look, we're back. People have been asking us if we're back. We're back.
Hot take. We never left.
That could be argued. It is a bit of a hot take.
We recorded probably 100 episodes in the last 3 months. It's just that we forgot to press record. So we just stood in front of a Zoom invite and did about 100 lists. So also, that was a tough pill to swallow.
Maybe they didn't meet like our standards of quality. You know, we want to make sure if we're putting things out for the listeners that they are C minus or better. So if we're putting out D or F work, we can't post that. We can't do that. This week, we are doing last meals because, as everyone knows, there's two things about this group that are pretty definitive. We like to talk about food and we like to talk about dying. So we're going to do both of those things this episode. Our order for this week. If you've been listening to the last couple episodes, you would know that we are no longer doing one person doing a full list, then the next full list, and then the final full list. Instead, one of us will go, then another will go, and then the third will go, and then we will circle back to the top. It is not a snake. It is not going to go 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. It'll go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 until every one of us has done 5 items. I'm going to go first. Andrew's going to go second. Thomas is going to go third, and then we will circle back to me. Before we get going, guys, is there anything that we want to talk about before we talk about both death and food?
I want it stated that we did not clarify if, this is death row, this is deathbed, we just said last meal.
We said last meal, which I'm not saying that, like, we're going to the chair. Like, I want to be clear about that.
That's what I took it to mean. That's what I took it to mean. I assumed that we all, like, became, I don't know, like, just super wanted criminals that were getting the death penalty. And I never thought of it like, oh, I'm just a 90-year-old man dying and I want one more meal. For some reason,
35-year-old man.
For some reason, dying. I thought of capital punishment instantly.
Jeez. No, to be fair, so did I. But I don't think that was actually, like Thomas is saying, a criteria.
You're right.
What I imagined was that because List Night became so big and popular, all the other podcast companies got together and were like, hey, you have one last meal and then we're going to end you because List Night is so good. Good.
Can we go?
BuzzFeed was after us because of, lawsuits.
BuzzFeed's journalism department is shutting down. So it looks like we won that battle, you dumb bitches.
And we outlasted the people that stole our idea.
We did. Can we go around the room real quick? Let's just say, again, maybe we did end up being mass murderers. Maybe we committed some capital crimes. This is our final meal because the government is putting us down like the dogs that we are. What's our preference on how that goes?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Or potentially we've somehow lived so long that food is irrelevant and now we're just going to get injected with fluids. So it's like, hey, one last solid meal.
Sure. No, but I'm asking if this were your final meal, you do an electric chair, you do a lethal injection, you do putting them up against the wall and putting one in the back.
It seems like a future draft we could do, but a really dark one.
Really, that's for the Patreon subscribers.
I feel like I'm going firing squad.
Firing squad is a good choice.
It's one of those things that like sounds sort of barbaric, but the more you like read about like lethal injection, it's like that can go wrong in so many ways,
Yeah.
Well,
see, firing squad sounds metal as fuck.
I had to get a needle like the size of the Sharpie in my knee yesterday, and I didn't want to see that. So I don't want to see like anything going into me.
Literally somebody killing you with a needle, like you don't want to go out fearful.
I don't want to see it coming.
Sure.
I want them to be like, you know what? You're going to walk out this door.
So you want somebody to put an indiscriminate hit out on you?
Yes.
Cool. Yes. Cool. I don't think that's an option. I don't think the government is paying contract killers to maybe do it on a Tuesday afternoon.
I don't have any major food allergies, but it would have been on the list if I did. What I didn't put on and I thought about, because I'll just say honorable mentions now, was the puffer fish that if it's cooked incorrectly.
Oh, if they cook it wrong? Yeah.
It could kill you. I was like, might as well throw that on there and just give it to some student chef and be like, hey, try your best.
Honestly, that's like the most efficient answer, because not only are you getting what I imagine is a delicious last meal, but then they don't have to do anything else. Like, you eat and then you keel over.
Well, they're just like, fuck you guys, I'm dead already.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, at first I thought electric chair. I feel like that's kind of like a standard, like one that you think of when you think of capital punishment. And then I went a little Game of Thrones with it. And I was thinking, you know, like, put my head on a chopping block, but don't do like a guillotine. Fucking, I want you swinging the axe. I want this to be something that you have to live with for the rest of your days.
Who are you trying to swing that axe? Because, I mean, it better be a heavy, sharp axe. It might not go through.
The Rock? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
Are you picturing that scene from karate chop? You're picturing that scene from Harry Potter where the executioner chops the pumpkin in half and they think he kills the hippogriff?
That, no, I am picturing the scene from the beginning of Game of Thrones where Ned Stark literally cuts the head off a deserter from the wall. Although I think he used a sword. So it could be a sword. It could be an axe. I'm sure The Rock has a series of weapons. He could do it with his hands if he really wants to. I don't know.
You want to be in multiple pieces when you get shot into the sun? Because I know that's your whole thing about after you die, you want to be shot into the sun. So you're going to have to send multiple pieces of you.
Yeah, it's not like the weight changes. Honestly, I guess I would actually, it would be more affordable if they beheaded me first because of all the blood that would drain from my body. I'd be easier to send to the sun.
Aren't we supposed to be talking about like yummy food?
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that after this. But here's
now that we scared everyone away.
Now they have to. Like, if it's just one body, they only have to connect one piece to the rocket. If it's two pieces, now they got to connect.
What are you talking about? Connect one piece.
Wait, he's just dangling on the outside of the rocket.
How are they going to shoot you into the sun? How
they're going to put me inside of the rocket?
That's so boring. You don't want people in the telescope looking through the telescope to see your limbs flying through the air as you shoot through the sun.
I think you are heavily overrating the body's durability and its ability to survive the entry into space.
Yeah, your body would be nothingness after like.
I'm not making it to the sun.
After taking,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a fun imagination and I'm trying to make it cool. You
know? Nothing. Nothing about what we have talked about so far would be classified as a fun imagination. It's this is therapy talk.
In Thomas's like defense, don't act like you're. Position is like the more logical one that you want to
it
be.
Is.
Your dead body to be shot into the sun.
Yeah. I feel
what's not logical about that?
Wanting my future child, if I have one, to be really good at archery and shooting a flaming arrow at me as I'm on a raft floating over the side of the earth because it's flat, obviously, is more realistic.
So here's the thing. People say that, and we're never talking about food. We're off that topic entirely. We're talking about
nice. Let's just do this.
Let's say your child or whoever it may be that you hire to do this is doing that, and they put you on a boat, and you drift out to sea or to a lake or whatever it may be. It's windy that day. They end up not actually lighting you ablaze. And then you just drift out into the ocean. And then 3 months later, somebody finds your bloated corpse washing up on a shore? No.
I hope the child that missed the arrow does, because they should have the shame. Also, are you both standing? Like, I could have stood.
Yeah, you want to stand? Stand with us.
Stand? Do you think you can handle it?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like kind of a dig on Andrew's part that he thinks you can't handle it.
Getting in his head early.
You guys want to talk about last meals? You want to just end the pod? You want to end the pod?
Let's do the food thing. Why not?
Cool. Let's do the food thing. All right. Like I said, I'm going to go first. Andrew's going to go second. Thomas is going to go third. Let's just get it going. Number five on the list. This one is from me to you guys as well as our group of friends. I'm going to CC's Pizza with the boys. We're doing a full day affair. We're potentially eating myself to death before I actually get to the capital punishment part of things. But yeah, I just want some bad pizza, some bad desserts, some fountain soda. And I want to spend an entire day doing it because I'm probably going to be very, very scared about my impending demise. And I'd like to put it off as long as possible.
I'm glad you mentioned bad pizza because there it is. I figured it out.
Ooh, Thomas is going up. Very slowly. Terminator. Very slowly.
Yeah, I'm like, there's better buffets.
Oh, there's better buffets. There's better pizza.
Spare Pizza.
They're better friends.
Yeah, definitely. I like this pick a lot, and I agree with Thomas. Not the best pizza, very, very mediocre pizza at times, but I love the idea of doing the CC's experience as a last meal. I don't know how the state is just going to let you out for the day just to go to CC's with your friends.
They'll build a CC's within this prison industrial complex that I'm within.
Yeah, but I do love the idea of eating just like 40 slices of pizza and all the cinnamon rolls and, you know, just doing one last hurrah.
I like to imagine a little bit like a Last Supper, but at a CC's Pizza where I have, you know, my betrayers to my sides, which I imagine one of you would be included in. Yeah.
Dibs. what I do like is, because it crossed my mind to be like, I want to eat so much. Because like nowadays, like now you eat until it hurts. Cause like everyone, like that's how you eat a meal. But if you're going to die anyway, you can push past that. And it doesn't matter how bad you feel, you're going
to
die.
Yeah. I wanted to say this actually, before I start my list. I mean, obviously we have five picks in a real life scenario where it's my last meal. I'm eating all five of them in one meal.
Yeah, oh no. No. Fair point. Fair point.
There's no caloric limit on the final meal.
Well,
yeah,
fair. Cool. Yeah, good, CC's Pizza. That's where I'm at.
Good pick, Griffin.
Thanks, man.
Or bad pick, according to Thomas. I don't know.
No, good.
I feel like Thomas will enjoy my last meal. He just might not enjoy the food.
I would. Good idea of a pick. I just think there are better buffet options. And like, because that way I can enjoy more than just pizza.
Sure. And I considered. Phillips. It's the one that we all did together. I considered like Fogo de Chao. I've considered Phillips. I did not consider Golden Corral because I think of myself as a man better than that, which is a CC's man. A CC's man is right above a Golden Corral man. It is, Thomas. It is. You got to acknowledge that it is. It's not. It's a low bar, but it clears the bar. CC's, I don't know. I think there's more of an emotional component to CC's than watching you get the meat sweats at Fogo de Chao.
Fair enough.
I'm a majestic Andrew, beast.
Let's get your number five.
I just wanted to Thomas to finish that sentence, but, actually that was the other thing I was going to mention, Griffin, is that, cause we did a list, maybe was it a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, called foods that make us emotional. Mm-hmm. And that's a very different list for me because I had like some shit that my grandma would make on that list, like stuff that like actually made me emotional, nostalgic. This to me is more just like disgusting, delicious food that I'm like, this is how I want to remember the earth was just that humanity was able to create something this tasty.
Just overconsumption of disgusting things.
Yeah. So my number five is the only sweet on my list. It's warm donuts and a milkshake. So I don't have
doubling down on sweet.
I'm doubling down on it. It's just, and you know, like I didn't specify them, but I'm thinking like, you know, like some warm Krispy Kreme donuts and just a big old milkshake. It's and milkshakes mess me up digestively, but again, this is the last meal, so I don't care. Someone else will clean it up.
It's gonna suck for whoever's gonna have to clean that up, which is I assume gonna be the case for all of our meals.
Definitely.
So, much like Griffin's, like I love the idea, like donut milkshake combo sounds phenomenal. You can do better than Krispy Kreme.
That I will like, agree with. Krispy Kreme would not be my first thought. Donut. I'm not the biggest Krispy Kreme guy though, so that might be part of it. But I think you can go a little bit, you can go stronger on the last donut.
Yeah. But like phenomenal pick.
Unless you mean you're buying like a series of boxes of Krispy Kremes, in which case it probably just makes financial sense to have.
Unless you're sitting at the end of the conveyor belt of the fresh donuts and like, hungry hippoing them.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't love that we both did the motion.
Yeah, I to be fair, I didn't write down Krispy Kreme. I didn't write down like a specific place. I just put warm donuts and a milkshake. But I was just giving you that, like, you know, like just like warm glazed donuts is what I
know what a warm glazed donut tastes like. You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
I see. I'd go jelly, but that's just a, you know, a
problem. I'm going a variety pack. I'm doing a little bit of everything. There might even be some non-donut like pastries in there. There might be like an apple fritter, maybe a bear claw. There's some variety.
That's not the pick.
Well, then he should have said pastries and milkshakes. That's on him.
He's going to 7-Eleven. I mean, he's going to Krispy Kreme. I bet you go to 7-Eleven for your donuts.
Give me a yummy donut sausage roll.
You're just going to get donuts from 7-Eleven.
I'm going grindstone. Ooh.
Never been.
Blueberry jam. Ooh.
This is why we can't do food episodes. Oh, man.
Because Thomas is having a borderline religious, very sexual experience. Like when you see videos of people in church speaking in tongues, that's how Thomas gets when he thinks about food.
I like this pick, but like, yeah, I'd like a dozen to two dozen warm donuts and like a milkshake the size of a toddler, because like if you're gonna go out feeling crappy.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Now let me ask you this, because I specified, and this is gonna be the case for all the questions. I specified CeCe's with the boys. Which is not the first time that I've had a list where I specified with the boys, which says a lot about me. Are you eating all these donuts by yourself? Are you like going with your partner? Is it like a 7 a.m. morning trip with the gang?
Again, I assumed I had to eat this in a jail cell and they just like slid it under through a cat door.
That's okay. Again, that's your assumption. You don't. That's not the reality.
But here's the thing. He might have to.
He might have to. Yeah, right. Because of all the murders.
The list is last meals, not last meals and who you want to have.
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that. I'm not getting into all that, Griffin. You can interpret that however you want.
Cool. All right. Well, my things are going to be more social than yours, I guess.
Sure.
All right, Tommy, let's do it.
My number five. It's pig in a blanket. And I want to specify it's the croissant blanket.
Pig, one pig in a blanket, pigs.
Listen. In this scenario, I am the pig and I'm inside the croissant and I'm eating my way out. So I want them to bake a giant croissant that they have to then put me in, and I am able to eat myself out of the croissant. That is my flaky, buttery dream. And if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out.
So I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, hit me
up. Most of which I think we're probably going to have to do off pod, because I don't want to dive too deep into this. They're baking it and then they're putting you in it, or they're baking it around you? And is that also how you go out?
Here's the thing. I'm on death row, so it's not my job to figure it out.
So you're telling them that you want to be a pig in a blanket, and you're letting like the culinary, you know, kings of this random prison, you're letting them figure it out.
I feel like I shouldn't have to do the job, but this is what I do. I bake the croissant, but I put a big tube, a big pipe the size of me inside of it.
When like your Mario
when ready
going.
To come out, when it's ready to come out, slide the conduit out, slide me in. Maybe I'm in like firefighter gear to keep me, you know, not burning up. And then you let it settle a little bit. And then it's like, start the clock, get eaten. We're going to kill you later, you know?
Okay.
This is unquestionably the fattest thing anyone's ever said.
I mean, I don't know why I doubt your creativity when it comes to eating yourself to death, but when it comes down to it, this pick from a food perspective, not from an experience perspective, but from a food perspective, is just a giant croissant in a cylindrical shape, which is good. It's good, but it actually shocks me that you want the hot dog part of the pig in a blanket taken out for you to go in, because maybe hot dogs would be your next four picks, but that's just
maybe
a surprise.
Maybe they're baking some hot dog into the crust. I don't know.
That is a wonderful point. And like, I guess in my mind, the hot dog taste is still there. So maybe what they do is they bake it around a giant hot dog and then they push the hot dog out and I go in. That way the hot dog juices are still there.
You made it worse.
This is worse.
You somehow made it worse.
Objectively worse.
I feel like it's pretty great.
It's here's the pick is you. It's you. Like
I so badly want you to go to therapy. Not any like BetterHelp phone thing. I want you to be like committed.
Have you signed the petition? I'll have them send it to you.
Jesus Christ.
No one's taken away the creativity. I'm happy about it and terrified about it at the same time, but it's a you pick.
Honestly, like as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like it'd be delicious and also a good way to go out, because like if I suffocate in there, cool. Like I just save the government a lot of money. But
ask me what my favorite, like, you know, bread breakfast piece is. Because it's not toast. It's not an English muffin. It's not a bagel.
Is it a croissant?
Croissant.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic joint. I love a croissant.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Love a flaky, soft, warm. Mm. Get out of town.
It's not get out of town. It's get out of the croissant.
That was an exceptionally on brand pick for you. I don't know how I thought. Like I really truly thought that you were not going to go in a hot dog direction this episode. I said to myself, Griffin, he's better than this. And that was stupid of me. That was dumb of me.
Number one, he's not better than this. But number two, he didn't even go in a hot dog direction. He went in a weird.
He's the hot dog. Weird, the hot dog.
Horror movie jigsaw type scenario direction where he's being almost strangled to death by a croissant and he gets to eat himself out as the.
Yeah. It crossed my mind.
Only for him is that a win.
Yeah. Yeah, it crossed my mind to go all hot dogs, but like, damn it. I don't know. This is what we call growth.
Is it?
I mean, around the waistband, yeah.
Yeah. Also, probably slightly under the waistband, but I don't want to get into your thing with hot dogs. I feel like we don't have enough time. Oh, all right. Number four on my list before I...
Yeah, let's hear your next boring pick with the boys.
My next one is definitely a boring pick. It's not with the boys. It's, you know, probably more than anybody. It's probably with Julia and Vino. I didn't specify this, but now that I think about it, the odds are that it's going to be with Julia and Vino because, A, I'm going to need someone to get me there, and, B, I like doing everything with Vino. It's a In-N-Out animal-style 3x3 cheeseburger with a root beer float. Also, you got to have banana peppers on the cheeseburger, or else it is not the best version of a 3x3 animal style. You got to have banana peppers. I want to, you know, enjoy. I assume that the state of California is killing me. I guess Arizona could be. Nevada may be able to, you know, mostly the Southwest. Yeah, you know, I've defended In-N-Out so much at this point that if it's not one of the things on my list, it would be dishonest of me. So yeah, In-N-Out, root beer float. I want to get a little sweet and savory, and then I want to shit myself to death.
Yeah, I like it. I would go milkshake over root beer float, but that's me. That's your prerogative.
That's a bad take on your part. I mean, it is.
Oh, well, not a bad take, but a hard take for me to make up my mind on. Not a bad.
Back to the burger, though. Is I know that 3x3 is your order. Like
sure.
It, but for your last meal, you don't want to go for like the quad. You just think that's so the right ratio.
That's the thing. I thought about it. I've done the 4x4 before, and honestly, I've thought about a 5x5. I've considered diving down that well. The 4x4 is
once you dive down that well, you don't come back
because of the way that the burger disintegrates while you're eating it. If you get it animal style, and if you're eating it fresh while it's still like hot and juicy. The 4x4 is so big that it kind of disintegrates a little bit and like falls apart before you get to the end. And then you end up with like mushy bun and just like not the ideal form of burger. Whereas the 3x3 is big enough to feed you, but also easy enough to get through quickly before it starts to get bad. So I'm a 3x3 guy. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people would say a 2x2 or a double-double is too much for a lot of people. They're little bitches. 3x3 is the way to go.
So I still have not had In-N-Out. And I'll be honest, I don't want to like it.
It's good.
It's one of those things that everyone or like people like. And I think because you like it so much, like I don't want to like it.
People feel about like a lot of things. I'm pretty sure I've turned so many people away from just like popular media because it's something that I like.
I'm still stuck on if I go root beer float or milkshake. I think if I'm having a burger, root beer float. If we're going back to the donut, it's a milkshake. But I mean, that's
yeah. I don't think I would do a root beer float and like a sweet pastry, but a root beer float and a burger, it just speaks to me in a way that a milkshake doesn't.
See, pairing with a burger, I'm just taking a regular soda over a root beer float, but I get it.
Are you going, would you consider a Cheerwine float, or is Thomas the Cheerwine guy?
I'm a birch beer guy.
You're a birch beer guy?
I'm a birch beer.
I do love a birch beer, but you're not going to find birch beer as often as you're going to find root beer. Granted, again, this prison system is providing for me. So if I wanted birch beer, they better fucking get it. But I'm probably still going root beer.
I know Kevin is. Are you Cheerwine?
I like Cheerwine a lot. I like birch beer more. I wouldn't call myself a Cheerwine guy.
I wouldn't throw Cheerwine out of bed, but it's not going to be my preference on carbonated.
I'm not inviting it into bed either, you know?
Thomas, you should try In-N-Out for sure. Don't let Griffin deter you. The burgers are, I would call them amazing. The fries are trash, but, you know.
Don't get the fries. There's no value in getting the fries. Part of my order.
I'll let you know, Andrew, but I probably won't tell Griffin.
That's fair.
If you're like everyone else on Earth, you're probably going to post an Instagram story about it. So
he's not.
I highly doubt.
Your partner might.
She's big on Instagram stories, I feel like.
Unfortunately, if I do get in and out, I'll probably be visiting Griffin, so that kind of ruins my plan.
Fair enough.
We were going to get it together when you were here, and we just, for whatever reason, I think we just ran out of time.
No, I think we got drunk.
That's what it was. I think we got drunk. Yeah. Okay.
And went to Monster Jam in the rain.
That makes a lot of sense. Everything is coming together.
My number four is moving away from the fast food realm. It's just a big old seafood platter. I'm talking like crab legs, scallops, lobster, shrimp, mussels, throw some clams, oysters, calamari on there, all of it, all the mollusks, all the shellfish on a big old platter.
Is there anything that you're not putting on this platter? Is squid out?
Octopus, I could take it or leave it. Like if it's on there, I'm going to eat it, but I don't care about it.
Of course you're going to eat it.
Yeah, but like, you know, just all the shellfish. It's something that, you know, it's you know, if at a restaurant it would be $300, so I'm not normally going to get it, but you know, last meal, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Two questions. You say old. Did you mean OLE or OLD old? Like old?
I said OLE. I don't want an
Olay. Old. It's pronounced Olay.
I don't want a seafood platter that's been sitting out. And all the food is rancid.
Second, are we talking like low country boil, or you're like with corn and andouille sausage in there, or you more just like give me all the seafood?
Seafood. You just added two things that are concrete and not seafood.
A low country boil.
Yeah, he's got a good point. I think I'm just saying the seafood, but yeah, I mean, don't tempt me with a good time. It's tough.
I mean, you just grab low country boil without that stuff, but like, why not have that too? And throw some crawfish in there.
All right, you convinced me. I'm in.
All right, we should go.
You like, son of a bitch. I'm in.
I got a spot in Virginia. We'll go get one soon.
Are you implying that that's going to be our last meal?
This wouldn't make my top, like my last meal picks. Obviously it didn't, but big fan of it. Do love it. Would love to have one right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that like rarely have I ever even been part of a table that orders one of these giant seafood platters. But if they do, I'm excited. Just the individual elements individually, I'm like, I love pretty much all of them. Like Griffin said, octopus, maybe not as much, but like, yeah, I just, oof. Oh, so good.
I feel like you're not hanging out with,
because I do love octopus.
You're not hanging out with the right people if you're not ordering seafood platters as often as you want to be, because clearly you want this to be more than your final meal. You'd like this to be a regular meal in your life.
Yes.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. You're right.
Really, what we should have done is paired every single one of these meals with our preferred alternate ways to go out, but that's too in depth for us.
I could, like, if we did a future list night episode on shellfish, I would struggle. I'd be like, I don't even know how to rank these. I love them. So
you're a big seafood guy. That's a big fact about you.
As more Thomas so,
wears,
more so
as Thomas wears his Maryland flag hat.
More so shellfish than finfish, as much as I love like a salmon or whatever. But sure. But yeah, yeah. Definitely the shellfish.
I'm definitely in the same boat. Honestly, I think I want to be very clear about this. I don't think crab is overrated. I don't have the love for it that a lot of other people do because I think the time commitment is oftentimes like the social aspect of it's really great, but I would never like eat crabs just by myself because that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But every other seafood is an incredible experience.
So I actually agree with that. Like if Maryland crabs are somehow on this seafood platter, which wouldn't be the norm, I'm going to eat them. But like, if you remember on the top of my foods that make me emotional list was Maryland crabs. Yes. This I'm just talking about more like crab legs, like Alaskan king crab legs, or, yeah. You know, like yeah. big chunks of crab meat rather than like yeah, working yeah. for an hour. And, you know,
yeah, so. I would think your impending demise would be even more sad if you had to get through Maryland crabs on the way there. Cause you'd be like, great,
I'm cutting my fingers up.
I'm doing this by myself. Cause apparently you guys don't want this to be a social activity. You didn't invite the boys to your capital punishment. You're just eating Maryland like crab by yourself.
I feel like your scenario is like we're in a cult and we're about to drink the Kool-Aid, so we're all having one last meal together.
That could like, be that's it. Very that's a good
on
one.
Brand for you. That's very on brand for you. But back to seafood. Yeah, love of fish, but I went 18 years being allergic to shellfish, and ever since then, I've been just housing it.
You're a changed man.
How did you realize that it changed? Like, how did you realize you weren't allergic anymore?
I took a test.
Oh, and you just didn't have the allergy anymore.
Yeah, huh. I had a reaction when I was super young, and then I didn't get tested till I was going to college because I was going near water-ish.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I like the pick.
Great Those pick. Damn doctors stole a lot of good years from you, Thomas.
They did. I haven't lost any allergies. I've only gained allergies as I've gotten older. So Thomas is living my dream. Yeah, really good pick. Love a seafood buffet. Platter or whatever okay. You may have called it.
My number four is pig in the blanket.
Jesus Christ.
But hear me out.
I already see where this is going. This time
it's pancake and I'm the sausage. Because it's breakfast style. And I'm thinking like the fluffiest pancake, like thick, buttery. It's like, think McGriddle. Like
every time you say something, you expand pancake. Your hand a little bit more.
It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
It's getting wider with every aspect of it.
But this just came to me. It's made like a McGriddle where the syrup is already in the pancake. So it's not as messy as it normally would be. But
why
like,
wouldn't
I'm,
it be?
I'm inside a warm pancake. And
yeah, you don't want to make a mess right before you.
This die. Almost feels like a comfort thing to me at this point. Where you're
yeah,
like,
because I'm about to die.
You need to be held.
Clearly.
When I'm about to die.
I mean, I guess that's no. fair.
When I was a kid, my go-to meal at IHOP, IHOP comes to mind, was pigs in the blanket. And it was sausage wrapped in a pancake. So why would I not want that before I die?
I didn't know that was a thing they had. Like, is it like pigs? I think pigs in a blanket, and I think like a food at like a barbecue, you like do. Like an appetizer.
I
don't think a breakfast food. I also don't think Thomas wrapped in flour.
So okay,
yeah.
Is sausage a component of this or no? Because you're replacing the sausage. Like,
so here's what we do. I just
are we going to talk about sausage juices again or something?
No.
Please no, because those are arguably worse.
You know how you make chocolate chip pancakes? Like, you either mix the chocolate chip into the batter or you start making the pancake and you drop it in.
Yep.
Pieces of sausage.
Okay.
Pieces of sausage baked into the pancake. So the pancake is made. Got syrup in it, got sausage in it, butter all around it. I lay down. I assume they use like a mini excavator to roll it because it's so heavy. They roll me up and they're like, hey, we'll come check on you in 24 hours. If you already did, done deal. If you're not, we'll kill you. And I'm just like, okay. And I just start eating.
So you're inventing a new food basically. And it's, and again, drowning in it essentially.
So here's the thing.
Or cannibalizing your way out.
Yeah.
It honestly makes me kind of sad because I want to envision this the way that you're saying it. But the only thing that I can think of is the way that they serve. Like, remember when we were in like elementary school and they would have pancakes and sausage occasionally for lunch in the lunchroom. and it was like the flattest, shittiest pancakes, overly sugary syrup, and then like those watery, rubbery little pieces of sausage. Do you remember those?
No, because my my parents loved me and gave me food at home.
Got it. Well, that's what I'm thinking of. And this is also making this really fucking depressing for me.
Because I'm like, this
doesn't sound appetizing.
Your imagination is clearly lacking. I'm thinking like the best pancake.
Sure.
Let me go back to the, let me just talk, come at it from a food perspective, which
yeah, hit me up, because
I don't want to imagine you as any part of this, but I like this more than your last pick. I love some great pancakes, and I am a person who loves like syrup. I think is generally a little overrated, but if you're going to put it on one food that's in addition to pancakes, I love it on sauce, on breakfast sausage. I think it's like a perfect combo. So from a food perspective, I like this pick. From an experience, you know, that's your thing.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's, you know what? That's fair. Because here's the thing. I don't want you in the blanket with me. I just don't.
That's I don't know if I believe that. I honestly, I feel like at this point.
Griffin wants to be there. We know this.
Of course I want to be there. My friend's going to die. Of course I want to be there. But you're fighting against it so much that it feels like you wrote on all of these on your notepad, make sure my friends are there, and then cross it out so that you wouldn't say it.
I'm pretty sure I wrote, make sure no one is there to watch my shame.
We're going to be there. We're going to witness this. You're gonna feel a lot of shame while you're eating your way out of your doughy prison.
Yeah, I feel like, can we at least keep our distance? I feel like there's going to be like food flying everywhere. There's
going
to be
food flying everywhere.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking rubber room and one mirror that, like, I know is a window, but, like, I don't let myself know it's a window. And then, like, they're selling tickets.
This has big Mantis toboggan energy.
This is some circus shit.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, the fair. Not the circus. Like, come watch the fucking weird man.
Come watch Cannibal Boy eat his way out of some dough.
Guys, let's not judge.
The human sausage.
Yeah, that's the
act. Name.
No, not what a name. Not dream, good.
Dream big, Thomas. Dream big.
Dream so much smaller.
Big pancake.
I'm begging you to dream smaller.
Fine. What's your boring third pick?
My boring third pick is arguably the saddest one on here. It's a liquid breakfast. Of course, we're going to include coffee. But really, again, this is, you know, it's with the boys, and it's also with the not boys. It's with the Julia and the family, and everyone is coming to watch me die. So I might as well rope everyone into this. We're drinking a few 30 packs of Bud Light, and it's gonna fuck up Thomas's insides, and that is what it is. We're gonna drink some vodka. We're gonna drink some champagne. We're gonna toast my death, because at this point, like, I'm probably either pleased about it or not that bummed about it anymore. Because I mean, capital punishment, that's, you must earn that. I'm going to try and drink myself to death before the state can put me to sleep. Dumb puppy.
So getting drunk is your third pick.
Yeah. What makes this breakfast?
It's a liquid breakfast. You've never had a liquid breakfast?
No, but what makes it breakfast? Because are we doing this in the morning and you're dying in the morning?
We're very clearly doing this in the morning. Who has the state kill them at night? That's absurd.
But I'm pretty sure, don't they eat the last meal the night before?
I'm actually not sure if the last... Is the last meal really a thing? Like, is it a creation of popular media?
No, it's real. It's real.
All right, well, I'm doing fine. I'll fast afterwards. That's why they call it breakfast.
This is again on brand for you and just a terrible pick.
I guess it could be a midnight diner experience, but I don't think they're going to let me go to a diner, because again, if this is capital punishment, I must have done something really bad. They're not going to let me be around a lot of random people.
Griffin, I think it's make believe.
I think you guys.
But I'm thinking of the logistics here, Thomas. You're eating yourself out of a steamroller of dough, so I got to think about the logistics.
And you're wasting your last meal on alcohol. You could have the alcohol with a meal. What are you doing?
Well, I could also do that, but I don't
want to. That's what I was going to say.
I don't want to be too bloated.
That's what I was going to say, is I'm probably going to be getting drunk and potentially high after all these meals, or as the end dessert of any of these meals.
I'm definitely not getting high. I'm telling you that right now.
I want to be absolutely not in my right mindset as this happens. But
knowing how anxious I get when I get high, there's no chance I'm getting high for any of these.
That's a good point.
Here's the thing about Griffin. Griffin's going to be like, I don't want a last meal because I want to look chiseled and skinny when I die.
I want to look like Jesus on the cross.
You won't.
He had great abs.
You won't.
But Griffin, if you're getting like a swift decapitation, a clean one, they could just find another body and say it's yours. You're like a really chiseled guy.
Decapitate that body, flip me over real quick, and then have people be like, "Damn, he finally achieved an 8-pack," and I'd be like, "Damn, I finally achieved a 6-pack."
I'll make sure that I make sure they have you in a puffer jacket.
Yeah, flip me over. You get beheaded with your head down.
Yeah, no, I know, but.
Flip me over, have your way with me, throw me in the dumpster. I don't care.
Okay.
Fill me up with goo. This is a waste of a pick, and somehow you're sadder than I am.
I don't think that's true. This might be a waste of a pick. There's no universe where anything is sadder than your list so far.
I want nothing more right now than to do exactly this pick, Griffin, and drink 30 beers and do a power hour with the boys, with the girls, with everyone. But I agree. It's not a good pick for this list.
That's fine. We're a month out from that, and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, maybe that's it for us. Maybe that is how this ends.
You never know.
Jesus. 37 days to go.
Oh, God.
Andrew's number third.
My three.
Andrew's number third. Yeah, let's go.
My three, Griffin, you're going to like this, and it's probably going to be on your list. Thomas is maybe like on your list as well. But I'm doing another platter. This time I'm doing a barbecue platter.
Oh, baby.
I wouldn't consider I know barbecue for you, Griffin, is like your number one food like of all time, I think. But like, I don't know if I would go that far, but I had a barbecue platter recently in Nashville and I'm like, yeah, like it has all the hits, like the meats, the sides, the like heavy, the sauces, exactly. Like all the things that I want that I'm going to feel awful afterwards. But like as a last meal, I just feel like it's hearty and like perfect. So I'm thinking like the juiciest brisket, sausage, mac and cheese, potatoes, coleslaw, all of it. So yeah, that's my number three barbecue platter.
Oh, I can taste it. I can taste it on my tongue.
This kind of barbecue crossed my mind, not a platter. I was more thinking like just like a day at a barbecue festival.
Ooh, that's because now not only are you getting a last meal, but you're getting a day out.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Ace. Bye, Ace. Andrew, look, let me tell you, love the pick. Have nothing but positive things to say about the pick. Specifically, if you had to pick regional or a particular state, are you going? You going Texas? You going Carolina? You going? I don't know. I guess there's other options. You go in like South American.
Here's Jillian. My thing. I think where I'm going and like the best meat I've probably had, I'm going to go like Texas style barbecue, but I am bringing barbecue sauces that are Carolina style, Kansas City style, Tennessee style. I'm bringing all the sauces so that
you're
getting
the works.
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Not just the sauces. I mean, you get the brisket from Texas. Whatever pulled pork you like, you get. Like, I feel like each meat could be a different region, and that's the way you do it.
We've got to figure out the logistics, because you're now costing the prison system so
I'm
much
sure,
money.
I'm sure the guards are going to love that.
You're costing the taxpayers.
Be like, please,
who cares? I'm going to be dead.
Please source this pulled pork straight out from Nebraska. And
I mean, look, if anyone's going to know a guy, it's going to be you. So
that's true.
You can help make this happen.
I will source my last two picks on this list, the seafood platter and the barbecue platter. I'll take care of it.
Love a platter. Yeah, really, okay. Really, really good pick.
Solid pick.
Are you going pure meats and sauces? Are you also doing some cornbread, some baked beans?
Oh, I said the sides I mentioned were mac and cheese, potato, and coleslaw. But yeah, the more you talk, it's gonna be cornbread is
gotta
also
have
there.
Cornbread. Can't yeah, not have cornbread.
It's everything. It's
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, good pick. Not a surprising pick, and like not a I like the pick. Love barbecue. So fair enough. I know my opinion is what matters here on this podcast. The point.
People still say that all the time. They say, Thomas Albert, you're a tastemaker.
Number three is easy for the taxpayers and the government to get from me. It is a meal from Denver Biscuit Company. Sponsors.
Great spot.
It is in particular because I looked up the menu so I can remember the Dahlia, which is like their straightforward breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sausage, eggs, apple butter. But as I always did for $2 extra, instead of the biscuit, it's a French toast biscuit.
I think when you took me there, that might have been what you recommended. I think that might have been the only thing that I've had there.
That, I mean, that's like the like first thing on the menu. Everything is like chicken sandwiches and what, and everything there is delicious.
That it was. I don't remember if that was a specific one or not, or if it was a different one. But whatever it was that I got there, it was divine. It was. I could feel my organs shutting down in the best way.
Thomas, you're not.
And you have to get a cinnamon bun for the table, but really
have to. They're huge. Oh, yeah. They're gigantic. They're amazing. They're beautiful. Oh, so good.
You're spending $2 more. You're not passing that on to your next of kin.
I mean, I'm spending $2 more. I'm putting on the credit card. I'm not paying off before I die.
Yeah. No. This.
The kids are gonna go to debtor's prison.
This is a good pick. I mean, Denver Biscuit Company is elite. It is one of the most memorable meals I've ever had. I've had it. Have I had it twice? Maybe only once. I don't know. But it's amazing. Your list so far is breakfast heavy. I
support your breakfast. I'm into that.
Boss, here's the thing. I understand five was a croissant, but it was a hot dog based pig in a blanket.
Oh, true, true.
You can eat hot dogs for breakfast. I feel like if anyone does eat hot dogs for breakfast, it's you.
So that's fair. I'm not upset about it because breakfast is my favorite type of food. And
it's the best meal. I don't like eating breakfast during breakfast hours, but breakfast foods are the best foods.
There's not an hour I won't eat breakfast.
Right, exactly. Breakfast for dinner was maybe the best thing in my life growing up. And I had a pretty decent life. Reel that one back in a little bit.
Not breakfast for dinner with the boys.
No, there weren't that many boys.
No, but there were. But there were 2 a.m. IHOP runs with the boys.
Absolutely were. And then once we discovered the joy that is Denny's, 2 a.m. Denny's runs with the boys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We should be so much fatter than we are. Good for us.
Right. If we didn't look, if you didn't work outside and have a dog, if Andrew wasn't gifted genetically, and if I didn't throw up so often, we would all be in way worse spots.
Like, we are definitely either overweight or soft-bodied. But yeah, when you look at our like diet history, it's astonishing. Like, we are specimens. Like, we should be 500 pounds.
We talk in front of people, and I'm sure we'll get that from this episode about the dietary choices that we've made over our lives. And people are like, that's disgusting. You're disgusting. Who eats like this? Like, who hurt you? And it's like, no, this is amazing. What are you talking about? Like, everything should be a buffet. Everything should be unlimited.
I never agree with you more.
If I don't feel like I want to die after the meal, it wasn't a meal. So that's why.
And that's why this is why we're doing this list. Really good list, because we're going to want to go out at the end of this. That's going to be the sweet release of death.
That's kind of my mindset, is that like, I want at the end of it to be okay with dying.
You're also, Thomas, specifically your list, you're burning calories on the way out because you're eating yourself out of these things. You've created a labyrinth of food that you have to escape from.
I imagine it's almost like a double dare situation where, like, you know, I got to find the flag and it's somewhere in the pan.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you froze.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I love it. I love it. I love how breakfast themed you've gone with this. I feel good about it.
So going on.
Okay. My number two. I wish that this was something different in my order because of what Andrew just did, but it's a Texas barbecue platter. Essentially everything he said. I'm not going to go Carolina with the sauces. I don't particularly care for Carolina sauces. They're good, but they're not my personal choice. I'm going to go Texas on basically everything. I'm sure there are meats from different parts of the country that are better from certain areas, but I don't know enough about, like, I've had Kansas City barbecue twice. So I don't like know how it stacks up to Texas barbecue, which I've had many, many more times, but I'm going Texas barbecue. I'm doing the works. I'm doing the fixings. I'm doing pork, sausage links. Get me some juicy, fresh sliced brisket. Give me a half rack of ribs. I'm probably going to end up going back for more, because who eats a half rack of ribs? You got to have a full rack of ribs. And
you didn't have to say half rack. You chose to say the word half rack.
I did. Because when I wrote this, I was like, well, let's have a little bit of restraint, Griffin. There's so many things on this menu that you're creating for yourself. But at the same time, like, again, I'm dying at the end.
Yeah, there's
no
tomorrow.
There is literally no tomorrow. You might as well go balls to the wall. And I don't know if there's like is there a time limit? Like, do you only get an hour? No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think you eat until the table's clear, and I'm going to want a full ass table of barbecue.
Griffin, this is a stupid. Table. This is a stupid pick. I hate it. I hate barbecue, and this is a dumb pick.
I again, same as Andrew's. Like, I like the pick, but like, I would go region for region. Like,
right.
I like Memphis style pulled pork. Like,
never had
Carolina's more tangy and like. Or, I mean, Carolina's more like vinegar-based.
Vinegar, yeah.
But, like, Texas brisket, either Carolina or Kansas City pork chicken from – I don't know. I'd have to look at the menu.
It's nice that if you were to pick this, like, your last day, you'd get to spend with Andrew because he'd be sourcing all of this stuff for you.
Fair.
Do I have this right when it comes to sauces? Like, Texas is more like smoky, whereas Carolina is more like vinegary. And then I think Kansas City is like more sugary, almost like brown sugar. And then
Texas, I think, sugary. Is like a mustard based sauce.
Yeah. And then Tennessee is more like spicy, sort of. I think I might be wrong about that.
I think they're all good. You describe it as tangy for Memphis, vinegar for Carolina, sugary Kansas City, and then Texas. Barbecue sauce, I think, is the more like when anyone thinks of barbecue sauce or a non-regional person,
sure,
what they think of.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Texas
pulled pork Texas barbecue sandwich appeared on my foods that make me emotional. I think it was my number five. But there's no way I'm limiting this to just one pork barbecue sandwich.
I'm shocked that this isn't your number one, Griffin, which makes me think that your number one just might be like coffee, but we'll get to that.
It's, I guess, not, but okay. But I will say, you know, break kayfabe a little bit here. This was my number one. And then right before we started recording, I switched it with my number one, or what was then my number two.
Yeah.
Because I ended up realizing my number two should have been my number one.
His number one is like Billy's in 7-Eleven with the boys, but the boys have to be there and we're shirtless and boys.
we're all banging. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's an all you can fuck with that.
Okay. All right. my number two is gonna be a giant Five Guys burger with everything on it and fries. I thought about In-N-Out, but when it comes down to it, like, when I think about my favorite fast food burger, it's Five Guys.
It's not fast food.
Fast casual.
It's fast casual.
Whatever you want to call it. But and then I thought about, like, so my favorite just burger in DC is from Duke's. It's like a restaurant. Like, I could get that, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's something about, like, foods that I've had a lot of times in my life, like a fast food or fast casual place like Five Guys, that I'm like, yeah, I'd want this one last time, you know. Just a good smash burger, and that's pretty much all I have to say.
Are you going to Smash Burger or Five Guys?
Well, Five Guys.
It
go to Smash Burger.
As a man that loves toppings, Five Guys absolutely dominates the toppings game when it comes to their burgers. I guess Cheeburger does really more so, but Cheeburger burgers aren't as good.
Are they still around?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if Cheeburger is still a thing. It's got to have been at least like 12 years since I've been to one, so I have no idea if they're still a business. But they had a list of like 50 toppings that you could put on a burger. Andrew, great pick. Jared Jensen is very likely to vote for you because he argues all the time that Five Guys is better than In-N-Out. even though there's no reason to compare the two, because a Five Guys burger costs like $11 and an In-N-Out burger costs like $4. So what are we doing here? But yeah, I mean, I love Five Guys.
Yeah. I'm not one of those people that's like, murders people who, say that In-N-Out is better. Like I respect it, and In-N-Out burgers taste fresh and delicious. So I'm not gonna like waste effort fighting, but I just, when it comes down to it, just from a pure taste point of view, especially along with the fries to go with it. I mean, I'm just team Five Guys.
I think In-N-Out is the peak actual fast food burger.
Real quick. There are 8 cheeseburgers left, it seems like. One is in Saudi Arabia. The other 7 are in America, but 2 of them are in airports.
Mm. Interesting. Right. So it looks like we're doing an episode from Saudi Arabia.
Here's the thing. Not like...
Where are they? What happened to cheeseburger? Can we dive into this?
No. I don't hate the pick. I do feel like, much like CeCe's, it's like Five Guys is great, and I enjoy it, but if we're going last meal, I don't think I want Five Guys. Like I feel like I want a truly
burger. You want croissant covered in juice.
I want to be the patty.
Yeah. So what you want is unhinged.
No, I just
you want like a bad trip.
What you're saying makes sense. I just don't like. I can't see. I wouldn't pick Five.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Like,
fair
just enough. Feel like there are much better burgers for your last burger. Last meal.
I figured I'd
thought of one that I wish I had on my
disagreement
list.
On this one. And I'm definitely going to get some disagreement on my first, on my number one pick. But, you know, it's my list.
Oh, we don't have to talk about it then. We could just skip you.
If your number one pick is like a nice Merlot or something like that, we're never recording another episode.
In what world would my number one pick be a nice Merlot?
I don't know, man. I feel like you're getting real. You're getting real uppity.
It's probably a pita, so.
Because I don't want to wrap myself in a maple syrup covered pancake. Yeah, I'm getting uppity.
You're making it sound like you're too good for it. And I realized that not even a minute ago, I was making myself sound like I was too good for it. But now I'm on the other side of it. And I think that you think you're too good for us.
I do, but not
maple syrup boys.
Yeah. I made it very clear. It's like McGriddle, like the syrup's inside the pancake.
Yeah. And you did. You just, sorry. I didn't want to make it seem like you were disgusting.
We're the croissant crew and you're the Merlot man. It is what it is. Yeah.
Bagel bitch. So my number two is this kind of gets back to my 4 and 5. It is a bathtub full of shrimp cocktail. Because you can never have enough.
That's true. You can never have enough shrimp cocktail. That's a fact.
Like, so like
no one's ever finished a shrimp cocktail platter and been like, I've had enough to eat.
I want to clarify, I don't plan to be in the bathtub. Okay. If I end up in it, so be it. I don't plan to start in the bathtub.
No, you don't want to be in a cocktail sauce bathtub.
I want a bathtub amount.
Got it. Okay, that was going to be my very reluctant question to ask.
But hey, if I eat so much that I'm stumbling a little bit and I fall into it and I keep eating till I die, so what? It happens. Like
that. Would you even be eating shrimp though, or would you be eating cocktail sauce until you die? Because that sounds like a nightmare.
I think I would just be slurping and sauce until I get a shrimp. You know.
Okay. So is the shell removed or already or no? It's just
when I'm outside the tub, someone is doing it for me because I don't want to waste energy. But if I'm in the tub, it's probably just going down whole.
You guys ever get lazy when you're eating shrimp and just pop the whole thing in and eat the shell?
Nope.
No.
I mean, the shell, but no.
Me neither.
What is late? It's so easy to remove.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like extra work. It's
definitely
like,
it's like eating crabs. Definitely not in a shrimp cocktail. Maybe if like, I hate when there's like dishes like
a fried one where they fry it into it or whatever.
Or like a Thai food dish where they cook it with the shells on in the dish, and like that annoys me. I'm like, why couldn't you just remove the shells before that?
Yeah.
And then they serve you a dish like that, but they don't give you a secondary plate to put the shells on. It's like, you want me to put them back in the noodles? Like, what are you asking for of me during this meal?
And they're sitting there like with your fork and your hand taking the tail off. And
yeah, but
I'm the asshole for eating noodles with my hands at that point. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah.
Anyway,
you guys get me. You know what I'm saying.
I don't want this to be in the video as a lot of shrimp cocktail. I want it to be in there as a bathtub amount of shrimp cocktail.
Okay, so I'm probably going to be editing this one. I'm probably going to put neither of those things, and I'm just going to post this as is, but sure.
For the Instagram bathtub post, I will put bathtub full of shrimp cocktail, yes.
Can we also find out what the average bathtub size is? Look, I'll find that out. That's on me.
Well,
that's
let me ask you, actually, before we find out what the average like depth of a bathtub and length and all that, is there one, are you envisioning, you know, a jacuzzi style? Are you envisioning maybe a clawfoot bathtub, like a very deep one? Or are you thinking like a standard up against the wall shower up top? Like what does this look like to you?
I mean, so like I'm thinking somewhere between a 30 and 42 gallon bathtub, because that is what I just read on Google. No, just like a very basic, now that I was thinking just a very basic bathtub, but now that you're talking about it, I'm thinking with brass legs, like a good shape.
Sure.
Like not one that's like built into the wall, but
like a clawfoot
room. Yeah. Clawfoot. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's really the, if you're not going jacuzzi, which I would be interested in seeing what that would look like, particularly with the Jets on. I feel like you gotta
just go spewing cocktail sauce at full speed.
you gotta go clawfoot because of the depth you're getting. It's so much deeper. You're getting way more cocktail sauce and shrimp in there.
I almost want an antique clawfoot bathtub that was like used by George Washington. You know?
Well, of course like it'd be used by George Washington.
Something historic.
Of course it'd be so historic.
Wow. Cool. So, I'm into it. All right, so very bathtub full of shrimp where George Washington bathed is going to be the text that gets put up there.
Let me say,
everyone's going to think that's my pick.
That's true. I think I don't love that it's where George Washington bathed. I liked it more when he owned it.
We can leave that out.
I'm fine with him owning it. I'd like to believe that he didn't bathe in it because of the time, you know.
Why does men only shower? Men can bathe too.
I don't think anyone showered in the 1700s. Granted, I actually don't know. I don't know when we kind of figured that technology out. You're gonna get Taryn's vote this week. That's gonna win you Taryn's vote. Nobody loves shrimp cocktail more than Taryn Queen.
Oh, really? Does she want a bathtub worth?
I can almost guarantee she does.
That's cool. Count that as a vote.
That's what's up. All right, let's do my number one, and this one will hopefully win me Cindy Queen's vote. Brunch and bonus points if it's a Cindy Queen brunch, which I think you both experienced at this point, as far as I'm aware. You know, there's a lot that
fell
goes
on
into
the floor
it.
Last time. He was like crying and eating food off the floor at some point. So sorry, go ahead, Gervin.
So not exactly an emotional day for him, an emotional day for me. The most recent one we did was my post engagement brunch. The thing about a Cindy Queen brunch is that traditionally it's not a brunch where we serve alcohol. Like I know most people associate, you know, mimosas and Bloody Marys and all that stuff with brunch, but to hers have never really been that. We do it occasionally, but not an important aspect of it. But she makes like three different kinds of French toasts. We do all kinds of bagels, but a lot of everything bagels, lox and cream cheese. She tends to make like three or four different types of like egg and meat casseroles. You get some Syrian cheese. You get an entire like jumbo thing of coffee. Like the food is endless. The vibes are endless. You know, you got to bring up vibes. There was no way I was going to make it through an episode without bringing up vibes. Now that Cindy no longer commits to only making kosher food, you're also probably going to get some bacon and some sausage and some other very unkosher meats, which I am very team that happening. Yeah. And, you know, on a personal note, I'm going to get to see my mom in a enjoyable setting before they chop my head off.
Hey, mom, I'm going to die soon. Can you bake a giant meal?
She would do it. She would absolutely do it. If my mom found out that I was dying tomorrow, she would fly out here and make me food. Although
she'd be like, I get around to it tomorrow.
Also worth noting, I was on the phone with her not 45 minutes before we started recording this. And I told her what the topic was this week because she was really excited that we were going to be recording a list night again. And this woman starts reeling off the things that would be on her list. The fact that I'm on this and not her is honestly, it's disrespectful.
Why is she not a guest?
I don't know if she understands Zoom.
Our parents love talking list night. My dad told me that we need to do a list of top wrestlers because he was listening to the radio.
He did. He did recently tell you that. You told me that.
Yeah. So anyway,
I think it's the first time they've been proud of me. They, meaning my mother.
So back to your pick.
It's a good pick. It's like, this is one that I don't know how it didn't make your foods that make you emotional list, because
partially did. True. Bagels, lox, and cream cheese. I think I even said at my mom's house did.
It's,
but I didn't do a full brunch.
I mean, it's a great pick. Like, there is no better cook / baker than your mom, I feel like. And yeah, the vibes are immaculate. The food is immaculate.
The vibes are immaculate.
My issue is, I feel like you're getting away from picking a last meal and you were just like, brunch. And yeah, you specified Cindy Queen's brunch and you named some foods, but like, I could just be like, dinner. My number one is dinner.
But somebody says brunch and you're thinking a specific subset of food. You're not thinking like, pasta by the ocean.
I'm thinking breakfast food at lunchtime.
I agree with that, Thomas. And I guess I could be critical of both of you because you're both kind of like very much taking into account vibes, experiences, and
we're like, dying the next day. Of course,
yeah,
we're
taking. Yeah, I know. But again, I pictured they're sliding this food under the cat door into my jail cell.
Look, if they're letting Cindy Queen come to the jail and bring all the foods that she has prepared ahead of time, because I assume she's probably got a better kitchen than the jail, that's fine too. But I ideally, I'd be doing it with the boys and the girls.
Isn't like with the pick itself, because like you did name the foods and like you listed what you'd want there, but just be like, oh, my number one is brunch. It's like you said, brunch could mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. I feel like you're playing to the people, and I think that's wrong.
Playing to the people is how Andrew has won as many as he has, which is still not a high number from the all-time winner here. But, you know, playing to the people is what he does. I'm going to steal a little bit from him.
I did that like once to four times. But like most of my lists are of the utmost honesty and integrity. Like these are my lists.
And everyone knows mass murderer Griffin is lacking in both honesty and integrity.
Oh, so we are defining the crime now.
I think it's always been murder. I think it's always been.
Always was.
It's always been a murder and it's always been mass.
Andrew, you're number one.
I imagine Griffin, what he did was he murdered all of us and then he recreated the boys in his head. So like when he says he's having CC's with the boys, it's like a Castaway Wilson, or like more psycho than that, almost like he's got all of us like in his mind.
I was thinking like conservative politicians, but yours is honestly probably more in line with my level of unhinged.
I'm thinking like, you know, whether he killed us or not, he has all of our bodies and has set us up in a last meal situation, and
of course
break down the door and kill him, you know.
Also an option, Griffin drove a car for the first time, accidentally caused 100 car pileup. You gotta put him down.
Okay. All right, Andrew. My number one is it's you guys aren't gonna like it. It's not homemade. It's not anything like that. It's nothing that's gonna.
If it's A1 Wagyu beef, I'm going to end this recording.
No, okay.
Angry Whopper.
I'm just gonna come out and say it. It's just a Chipotle burrito bowl with chips and salsa and guac. And like, okay, hear me out here. I know it's nothing special. Like, it's nothing special at all. But that's kind of why I want it to be my last meal. Chipotle is the one place that I have never like. I've probably. Other than like stuff I've made at home, it's probably the food I've eaten out or ordered in more than any other food in my lifetime. And it's the one that I can almost always crave. Like I've never really gotten tired of it. I don't know why. I don't think it's like the greatest food in the entire world, but I almost always crave it every week. And I have never gotten tired of it. So I just feel like because of the sheer amount of times that I've ordered it in my life, and like how I enjoy it every time, I'm going to do it one last time. That's why it's my number one.
Point of curiosity for you. during the period where Chipotle was going through their whole like E. coli issue, there was no break in the consumption for you?
I mean, it's not like I eat it every day, but like, no, if I wanted it and it was while it was in the news, I was still getting it. Yes.
So interesting. What I thought you were going to say, and this is why I would like, I don't love the pick. I think it's important for number one, but I get it because Chipotle, it's not the best option out there, but it's consistent and it's consistently good. Like, I don't know if I've ever had a like Chipotle and been like, no, like I think it's always been.
Okay, I absolutely have.
Thomas time.
it's TT.
But like I think it's a terrible number one pick.
Maybe an all-time bad one.
There are better options out there, but I understand like Chipotle is consistent. It's but here's the thing: you just talked to us about like vibes and whatnot, and this is just nostalgia for you.
No, it's
yeah.
It's,
your vibe seems to be being this is broken. High school
for your life, for when you were alive, and now you're gonna
get it. Okay, well, that actually kind of sells me on his pick a little bit.
It's not really even nostalgia. Of better times. Wait, what if I said Chipotle with the boys?
Well, then obviously I'm into it.
No, it's not really about nostalgia. It's more about like cravings and like you said, like consistent, like a consistent go-to. I don't know.
It's consistently
I can't explain it. I knew this was going to be the reaction from both of you guys, and I get it. Because it doesn't.
You knew that I was going to bring up E. coli?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything great. It is what it is. No, but I find myself going back to the well every week.
I think this should be like your number five because I agree. Enough. Like that, there are times where I crave other things, but if I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to eat. Someone says Chipotle, I'll probably say yes. Like because like I'm gonna enjoy it. I can't see it as a number one. I can't.
Your own argument kind of made me like it even less as a number one pick, Andrew, because you like you eat it so consistently that like I get it, that's something that you enjoy, but like this is something where they will spring for whatever it is that you want, and you're like, I want a fucking burrito bowl, I assume with a wrap on the side. Because it'd be fiscally irresponsible.
As my list wrapped up, I'm going to remind you of what I said initially. If it's my actual last meal, I'm getting all five of my picks. Okay, I'm getting them all.
Right.
I don't know.
Is this going to serve as a legality question? You guys might not know the answer. Let's say one of us does trend in this direction and need a last meal. Does this serve as a living will for like what we want?
Yes.
Like, are they gonna make their determinations?
You don't need a living will. They ask you what you want for your last meal. You don't need a living will.
I mean, they could be doing this through a tube. We don't know what we did to warrant a last meal.
So we're gonna end up in a coma and get the death penalty.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it would be a mercy.
Again, shouldn't be a number one, but whatever.
Just go. Just finish your list. I get your reasoning for it.
I don't love that you chose it as a number one. I feel like you were real hot. You had a kind of a scorcher going, and you just shot yourself out of the game. But, you know, we'll let the voters decide, as they always do. And it's a popular vote. We don't have an electoral college.
Here's what I say before I give you the best pick. I think you're clinging to life, and it's just time to let it go. Like, it's your last meal. Why are you
going to cling to life? Is the best argument against my pick that I've heard so far. Because, clinging to life? When I think of things that have been a big part of my life, that
it's
sounds
not us.
Fucking
it's not
pathetic. It's Chipotle. And, yeah, you're right. I should just let it be the past be past. So,
yeah, man, you should have just said the boys, like a good friend.
The boys is my number one pick. I'm just going to cannibalize.
You're just going to eat the boys.
Surprised that wasn't your number one pick. Jesus Christ.
Honestly.
Okay, well, again, so if I'm already on death row, I can't imagine they're going to help contribute to additional crimes on my behalf.
My last pick is a multi-course meal. But the theme is everything but the dessert is wrapped in bacon. So that means we're starting off and there's things I'm not thinking about, but like appetizers, bacon wrapped dates, bacon wrapped jalapeno, bacon wrapped shrimp, main course, bacon wrapped hot dog, bacon wrapped corn dog. And hear me out. The hot dog is wrapped in bacon, baked with corn, bread and then bacon again on the outside. So double wrap.
Sure. Why wouldn't it be? Duck,
bacon wrap quail, bacon wrap everything. Dessert is soft serve ice cream. A little sprinkle of bacon crumbs.
Sprinkle bacon, a little sprinkle.
Oh, bacon.
And then hear me out, hear me out, hear me out. Salted popcorn, salted caramel popcorn in there. Like caramel kettle corn. Wow, that's a tough
one. That's not on the Thomas list of things that should be said.
That's a kettle corn, caramel kettle corn popcorn, or just caramel kettle corn? Caramel kettle corn.
You don't need to say popcorn if you say kettle corn.
That's what's throwing me off. In ice cream, it is so good. Sure. So that's the dessert. But so we're getting bacon wrapped, bacon sprinkled, and I'm in.
This is a surprising pick to me. First of all, let me just say that you may be the first death row inmate to literally die of a heart attack like hours before you're bound to get executed.
I can't imagine that that's true. I imagine the stress kills a decent number of them.
But this surprises me. I always thought you were like, I mean, I think you like bacon as much as anyone. But I feel like you're a sausage person over bacon. But it surprises me that bacon is like the glue that's holding this meal together.
So the way I'm actually looking at the bacon is that in this situation, it's an enhancer. Like it's not the main part of each course, but it's enhancing each part.
This to me. And everything sounds delicious. I'm not going to knock that. It feels very 2011 to me when literally everyone was putting bacon on everything and then putting it on social media and talking about how much they love bacon. And like loving bacon was a massive facet of a lot of people's personalities for some reason. And I have such a distaste for that time period that I just can't support this pick. It feels very Tumblr.
I'm going to be honest that that hurt.
I'm sorry. Cause I don't think you're type of guy.
It's fine. That makes me like this pick less because now I feel like Andrew and I'm just clinging to life. It does not change my pick because
it makes me feel like you're like, senior year of high school slapped.
The meal is not about the bacon. I see the bacon.
I would argue that it is
everything else.
Sure. Sure.
It's like, hey, here's a jalapeno. F-E-A-T, bacon.
Describe this.
F-E-A-T, bacon.
How would you describe this meal in like one sentence or like 10 words or less? Like if you just need to set, like my picks are like seafood platter, barbecue platter, you know. Like,
everything I like, but also with bacon.
Three course meal, bacon wrapped.
Okay.
Three
course meal is very, very ambiguous.
Like a fast food chain's like new like special item.
I guess the other thing is like I could almost be like, hey, dealer's choice, give me a three course meal. Only thing is everything has to be bacon wrapped because it's my last meal. So maybe I want to try things I wouldn't try in real life. Like give me a bacon wrapped banana. I don't care. I'm gonna try it.
Honestly, that sounds delicious. Griffin, I've never even thought of it, but that actually sounds incredible.
This sounds like a limited time promo at Sonic. Like not like a McDonald's or Burger King, but like a Sonic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And they're definitely going to give you a slushie with bacon bits in it.
Yeah.
Which is Sonic food.
Probably not a great choice. Yeah. Look, I get it. I get it. I don't know. I think we all kind of fumbled our number ones.
I understand your hesitation with it. That does make a lot of sense. It's not going to deter me because I know that I have better taste than you.
Sure, sure. I just feel like if we had all made our number twos our number ones, we would have a lot there'd be a lot more support on our side. I feel like our number ones, we might all shot ourselves out of this game.
There's nothing on anyone's list that I'm like, would be mad about. I mean, I'd be mad about being strangled by a croissant and a pancake, but the food itself, I'd be mad about.
A liquid breakfast, I would be mad about as my last meal. I would be very mad.
I don't think Andrew would be.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, honestly, because I would just get drunk.
Particularly if it's with the boys.
Because when you get drunk, you don't want to eat food.
Me, personally?
But you're dying. True. So as soon as you get hungry, it's like, all right, put me out.
When I get drunk, I don't want to eat food. That's absolutely
true. As soon as you get hungry, you want to die. That'd be like beer number one for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys,
quick recap.
Yeah, let's do our recaps. I will go, and then Andrew, and then Thomas. Number five, CC's Pizza with the boys. Number four, a 3x3 In-N-Out cheeseburger, animal style with banana peppers and a root beer float. Number three, a liquid breakfast, just a whole variety of alcohol. Also with, you know, people are going to be visiting because I can't drink it all by myself. Number two, a Texas barbecue platter, you know, the fixings, the meats, the sauces, the whole thing. And number one, brunch, but more specifically, if you are aware of what a Cindy Queen brunch is, that is what I'm talking about.
And my number five, warm donuts and a milkshake. Number four, a seafood platter with all kinds of shellfish and mollusks. Number three, a barbecue platter. Number two, Five Guys burgers with burger with fries. And number one, a Chipotle bowl with a tortilla on the side and chips with salsa and guac.
Mollusk is a unappealing word for food.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's good. It's good. I just hadn't really like thought about it.
No, I said agree. That's fair. My list, number five, pig in a blanket. This is the croissant version. Again, I am the pig. Hot dog flavored. Number
we
four,
know you are.
Pig in the blanket. The blanket is a pancake with syrup and sausage baked into it. And again, I am the pig. Number three is Delilah. Oh, Dahlia. I always said it wrong. Dahlia from Denver Business Company with the cinnamon on the side and French toast buns, of course. Number two is a bathtub amount of shrimp cocktail. And number one is a three-course bacon-wrapped meal.
Yeah. I mean, I got to give the creativity. Yeah, creativity, it's Thomas wins, but I don't think.
Here's the thing. Creativity doesn't win this podcast.
Doesn't get the votes.
Surprisingly, it doesn't. Because you know what it is? It's because a lot of people that vote before they watch or listen. And so they vote based on how it appears in like the Instagram polls and how it appears in the graphics we make. If you go based on listening, Thomas, you'd have at least three wins at this point.
That is one theory. The other theory is mine, and it's rigged. And you guys are stacking votes.
Sure.
Can't prove anything.
Yeah.
Stop the
that
count.
Could be it. Probably not.
This was a long one,
you've
guys.
You've got 17 different Washington Commanders accounts.
To be fair, we haven't talked in like 3 months.
I was going to say this is a long one, but I'm not surprised because we haven't recorded in a while and it's about food. So it's impressive that we got it under 2 hours.
Yeah, I think every time we do food, we end up going pretty long because that's why the first food one we did was foods that make us emotional, because the real answer to that is that all foods make us emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. One emotion or the other.
Well, it was a pleasure to be back doing this with the boys again. As always, if you are watching us on YouTube, click the like button, comment below your own last meals, who your favorite is. Make sure you are voting on Instagram or on Twitter once we get those up. And if you have not done so already, click that subscribe button. Share the video with a friend as well. If you had a good time watching or listening, make sure you share it. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other audio platform, make sure you follow. Make sure you also rate and review us if you have the option to do so. As I always say, give us 5 stars or don't give us anything at all. We are a 5-star podcast. We are 5-star men. And that is the only rating that we will accept. And hopefully we will see you guys sooner than a full quarter from now.